KBOO.org/evening news or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You're listening to KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM. K282BH Philomath, 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM. I'm Rosalyn Scott.
And I'm Ken Jones. Stay tuned now as KBOO's Janka Soderberg interviews Angela Borth, whose children were taken by the Department of Human Services. Good night, Rosalyn.
Good night, Ken. Good night, Danielle.
KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
We are joined on the line by Angela Borth, who is a Portland mom whose children were recently taken by DHS. Can you tell us when they were taken and what the reason given was?
They were taken March 3rd. I had gone in on February 26th to a doctor's appointment, just a well child check for my children. I think my five-year-old needed to have shots, you know, his normal five-year-old vaccinations. The doctor had told me that my daughter was short stature. That's what she had written in her in the report, and what she'd said to me. And she gave me a list of things to do. You know, give her milk half and half in her cereal, more cheese, Nutter Butters and Nutella, basically. And you know, I just told her that my daughter, you know, eats breakfast at school, lunch at school, after school activities. She's with me, you know, for dinner and then at her dad's on the weekends. So, you know, we kind of talked about how I could perhaps get her up earlier, have breakfast at home. I had barely gotten 1 week opportunity to implement a change in her diet. And like I said, on March 3rd, Child Protective Services took me to court, and they said that the doctor had said that my daughter was failure to thrive at that point, which failure to thrive is a malnourishment, in her opinion. Which I've posted many pictures of my daughter. She's a adorable little tiny, you know, semi. Her face is chubby, but she's like a skinny little kid. She's like me. I'm a 5 foot little tiny person.
How old is really? Your daughter?
She's 6 years old.
And she's small for her age?
Yeah, she's always been really small for her age. So even, you know, first grade, she looks like a little kindergartner. It's to say, I was held back a year myself because I just was so small when I was younger.
Is she below the scale as far as weight and height?
You know, for a normal 6-year-old, they have like a normal scale or a curve that they're supposed to grow on. Well, my daughter's always been on the smallest point of that. She's always grown on that because, obviously, yeah, she's very short. So if she deviates just a little tiny bit, if she loses a pound or two, then it goes below what a normal 6-year-old would look like. You know, and so the doctor immediately jumps on it and diagnoses my daughter with failure to thrive.
And you did not know that this doctor had given that diagnosis of your daughter?
No. No. In the report, it just says short stature.
How did you find out?
When Child Protective Services took me to court March 3rd, I received a phone call the day before telling me I had to go to court because they wanted to remove my kids because my daughter was too short. And the very next day I went to court and, you know, of course they were... They're arguing that the doctor had said that my daughter was failure to thrive. I brought the medical records that were given to me that only said short stature.
if they were accusing you of malnourishing your child, was there any evidence that they provided of that, particularly since you had three children, would have been evidenced in all three, right?
Yeah, you would think there would be evidence in all three. There's, you know, they don't, that accusation isn't for the other two children. It's just for her. They didn't come to my home and check and see if there was any food in the house. They didn't check her vitamin levels. We had actually, they had done this to me a couple of years ago. And we had actually taken our daughter to an endocrinologist who had x-rayed her bones and said that her size is perfect. Her bone structure is perfect for her size. So, you know, I'm thinking none of it really matters. We can't figure out genetically why she's short except for that I'm short.
Child Protective Services have in the past had issues with you. I understand that your other children have had medical issues. You had a child that had cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, my firstborn child, I'd taken him in emergency. I thought he was breathing really heavy. They had thought maybe perhaps it was pneumonia, labeled me with medical neglect. And then, you know, later on we found out he actually has cystic fibrosis, a chromosome issue. And so it's nothing a parent can actually cause, but it's still on my record as medical neglect.
I understand that the authorities have come to you to try and have had you take a drug test in the past that came out positive. Can you talk about that and what happened there?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I had volunteered for a drug test because they were accusing me of a whole bunch of different things. And I was just like, okay, let's just take them one by one and I'll just deal with it and, you know, prove them wrong. But of course, I had taken the test and it came back positive. And, you know, they didn't send it in for a second opinion. Later on, it was, you know, another doctor had assumed that because I took Sudafed and Benadryl, that could have been the possibility. But I'd also taken 14 other UAs for them afterwards.
Sorry, the UA is a urine analysis, is a test that they use for drug testing?
Yeah.
And so the one test was done while you had a cold and you're
medication, yeah.
So you were on Sudafed?
Sudafed and Benadryl.
And that can cause a false positive for methamphetamines?
You know, I'm really not a doctor or anything. I'm not a scientist or chemist. I just know that that's what I was on. And later on, my doctor had said, go ahead and take your medication again and come in for a drug screening through the doctor's office. And I did that, and it came back as a positive. Well, she sent it in to have it double-checked, and it came back false positive because of the medication that I was on.
And so that was a false positive for the drug test. How did that impact you in your relationship with the Child Protective Services? Did they continue to accuse you of being a drug user, even though that was a false positive?
Yeah, they had continued. I had to take my case to appeals court to have it overturned. And they're still, to this day, accusing me of having a drug problem from just that one single test done in 2013. It's in the petition now, them accusing me of having a drug problem without any kind of rhyme or reason, just that one test.
How long ago was that?
It was the beginning of 2013.
And you are still fighting that in court?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I won in my appeals. The appeals overturned it, saying, you know, no, this isn't, you know, 14 Queen UAs isn't a drug abuse problem or anything like that.
Do you feel that the social worker and Child Protective Services are prejudiced against you because you were yourself raised in the foster system?
I think it does set up red flags for them. I had heard so many times, and I see it today, where it says if you were abused, you will abuse. It's a kind of a mindset, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree kind of, you know, attitude. And so I get more intense scrutiny than most other people. And then plus I'm kind of an activist. You know, I fight for foster kids to have, you know, better treatment. And so I'm kind of out there in the light of social media. And I think that really, you know, makes them want to come after me a bit more as well.
When this came up that the pediatrician wrote that your daughter has a short stature. The previous issues that were found to be unsubstantiated, like this false positive for a drug test in 2012, was brought back up on the charge sheet. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was basically what it looked like. What my lawyer had said is it looked like somebody had copied and pasted the last petition and put it onto this one. And so it looked like I was a repeat offender, but normally when they do an investigation, they have to write down, you know, the steps or whatever they went through, and it's called discovery notes. Well, nowhere in the discovery notes did it, you know, there's no real rhyme or reason for half of the allegations that are on the petition.
And what are some of the other allegations? Are they things that have been found substantiated in the past?
One of the other ones would be, they said educational neglect. I drop off my children at school for breakfast. And, you know, I don't know, a lot of people do this. You drop off your kids, you expect them to get the school to be responsible to get them to class. Well, between 8:30 when I drop them off and 9 o'clock, they're not getting to class on time. And, of course, the child protective worker originally tried to say that these were absentees, a bunch of absentees, when actually they were just tardies from my children goofing off in the hallway. But I'm being held accountable for that.
The school has them in the school's care for the breakfast program, right? And then is not able to get them to class on time?
Yeah.
And you as a parent are being blamed for that?
Yep. And no one even called me to even have like a parent-teacher conference with concerns about it. You know, I was not even given a heads up of what was going on. But I'm like I said, I'm being held accountable for it.
Have you had any recourse as far as the working to get your children back from the Child Protective Services? What's the status of that case?
They haven't really given me any kind of heads up, any kind of services that I need to do. You know, nothing. All they said is that I can visit my kids for 1 hour on Mondays at their office. Supervised, and that's all they've really given me. That's it.
Wow. And your children are in a foster home right now?
Actually, we got lucky. The paternal grandmother is a foster mother, and so they allowed the kids to go with dad and paternal grandmother currently. But, you know, at the same time, they're trying to keep me from my kids. They've been with me. They stay with me during the week. They're with the dad on the weekends. And they're trying to say that the children shouldn't even be here at all.
And the children's teachers, have they been involved in this at all?
You know, the children's teacher, my daughter's teacher, had said that she only sees my daughter coming late to class. So she has no idea whether I drop them off for breakfast or not. So she's just willing to tell the Child Protective Service people that my kids are late, you know, without anyone. No one in the school wants to step up and say, hey, well, you know, she drops them off. There's no sign in to say that I drop them off or anything like that. So they're willing to let me take the rap for them not doing their part in getting the kids to school. But yet there are still lots of parents that had seen me there every day dropping off my kids.
Were any of those parents able to testify on your behalf?
I'm working on it. I mean, plenty of them want to. They're willing to. They see me all the time.
And have you gotten support from any of your state legislators or any of the public officials in Oregon?
No. Last week, I had one of them call me and or respond to my phone call and tell me that he would call me back within the week and then never did. And then Senator Jeff Merkley just sent me a copy and paste, something saying he appreciated my concerns on parental rights issues. It's blah, blah, blah. You know, it didn't even pertain to my case at all. It was kind of ridiculous.
Wow. And so what is the status right now? How close are you to actual hearing to get your children back into your custody?
Right now, my pretrial is April 7th. And of course, you know, not knowing how to defend against my size or my child's size, natural size, I don't, know that I, you know, it seems ridiculous to say that I don't know if I will be able to get my kids back, because you can't defend against your size. I mean, if there's no chromosome reason, or, you know, I don't know how to defend against my size. I'm not sure what to say.
So the main accusation is that your daughter is too short.
Yep.
And other accusations are ones that have been recycled from the past and have been found to be without any grounds?
Yeah. Well, there's one, my chaotic lifestyle was one of the things on the petition. And, you know, even me and my lawyer looked at each other. We're like, what is that supposed to mean? You know, I mean, I'm a mom, so, you know, possibly stepping on a Lego, trying to get a kid dressed. That's about as chaotic as it gets.
Wow. Are you working?
Right now I was in between jobs. I have a rheumatoid arthritis and was trying to get back into the work program right now.
In the past, you've worked as a dental assistant, is that right?
Surgical dental assistant, yes. Yeah, we used to do surgeries with the children that had epilepsy, seizures. The medication causes their gums to grow over their teeth, and so very heartbreaking, very hard job to do, but, I mean, it was very fulfilling.
And so you're working on getting back into work as a dental assistant?
Actually, I might try to get back in another, because I used to work for Scholastic Books. We did the book fairs for all the schools. I don't know if you heard of it. The Big Red Dog, Clifford. I worked there for years, and I think something more along that lines, or like towards the library, less strenuous on the body.
Yeah, and in the meantime, you are having to go to a trial to try and get your children back?
Yeah.
And yeah, like you have a lawyer representing you?
Yeah, I have a court-appointed lawyer.